We're also following a president who is under pressure in Pakistan. Or to be more precise, we should say Pakistan's president is under pressure, but outside the country. President Asif Ali Zardari traveled last week to a hospital in the Persian Gulf city of Dubai. Aides say he is recovering well after undergoing treatment for a heart condition. His move, though, started rumors that he left the country to avoid an investigation. However strongly those rumors were denied, they prompted politicians to consider what Pakistan's politics would look like without Zardari. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
Zardari won the presidency 3 years ago on an outpouring of public sympathy following the assassination of his wife, the former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Since then, he's had a tumultuous term in office at a time when Pakistan's civilian government has been dominated by its powerful military. His latest problem was a scandal known as Memogate, named for a letter that was allegedly passed to Admiral Mike Mullen, then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, through Pakistan's ambassador in Washington. That was in May, just after U.S. commandos had killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. The memo asked for U.S. help in preventing a takeover by the military, and it promised, in return, to align Pakistan's policies with those of the U.S., especially when it came to Afghanistan. Akram Sheikh is a senior advocate before the Supreme Court of Pakistan. He believes that Zardari himself approved the memo and says if that's true, then the president should be charged with something worse than treason.
Waging war against Pakistan and conspiring against Pakistan's solidarity, sovereignty, and this constitutes a violation on the part of Mr. Asif Ali Zardari of the oath of his office.
Zardari was scheduled to appear before a joint session of parliament to testify about the memo affair. His sudden departure for Dubai fueled speculation that he was trying to evade damaging and legally dangerous questions. Not so, says Mushahid Hussein Syed, a Zardari ally. His party belongs to Zardari's ruling coalition, and he says he spoke directly with the president's son, Bilawal, who says it's a medical matter, not a legal one.
It's not life-threatening, and he said the treatment is proceeding well, and he expects that his father would be back soon, within a matter of days after the completion of the treatment.
Zardari supporters insist that the president is coming back and say he has nothing to fear from a parliamentary inquiry. Opposition parties sent political blood in the water, though. Ahsan Iqbal is the deputy secretary general of the opposition Pakistan Muslim League. He says Zardari's departure could weaken his People's Party of Pakistan, the PPP, and provide an opening for his rivals.
It will be a new beginning for People's Party because the past 3.5 years have been dominated by his presidency and by his leadership of the party, which has come under a lot of criticism.
Zardari's critics say he has undermined the PPP, which was built up by his late wife's family, and hurt the country's political culture in the process. Mohammed Malik is the editor of the English-language daily paper, The News. He says Zardari's departure could change the country's political landscape.
I think it might be good for the country. We would have a lot more sanity. Mr. Zardari is brilliant in carrying out local political moves. But unfortunately, they are moves based on power politics and then popular politics.
Whether Zardari returns or resigns, his coalition ally, Mushahid Hussein Syed, says he thinks Pakistan's civilian political culture has gotten stronger over the years and will survive.
Please don't forget that Mr. Zardari was an accidental president. He became president because after the assassination of his wife, Ms. Benazir Bhutto. So in Pakistan, the political system has a certain resilience and a certain continuity, which I think would remain unaffected by individuals being here and there.
Many observers think Pakistan's political system will need all the resilience it can muster should Zardari resign. Pakistan's constitution says elections for a new president would have to be held in 30 days. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Islamabad.